Okay, so you are sitting with your drama queen. We have identified your stories, and now we're going to start to sort through them to see what is keeping us going in these big circles. What is it that is happening so automatically in our brain that food is able to comfort us and we are seemingly unable to stop it? So there are two kinds of stories you're going to run across as we unpack these bags. There are the ones with a happy ending that don't really need much introspection. They are proof that your life is working. And then there are the painful ones that cause chaos in your life. And that's where our work really starts. It is so interesting to me that humans tell the painful ones so much more often than the happy ones. So remember, we're looking for the answer to that why question when we tell those painful stories. Something, some emotion has gone unresolved, and until we can get a meaningful answer, we assume that we're just stuck feeling that emotion. Okay, so we have two kinds of stories. Now, each one of those stories, both kinds, have two elements. They have the facts. Those are the things that are easily verifiable by more than just you. For instance, I have brown eyes is a fact. I have ugly, creepy brown eyes is a story. Fact, that's the first element. Second element, narrative or emotion. You can use the word emotion there. These are the things that are subjective to your individual thinking, and that's where your inner drama queen shines. She pets and cultivates and entertains all of the pain connected to one of those stories. The skill of separating fact from story is life-altering. It's the skill of feeling emotion as it happens and then letting it go. No more basement door for your mean girl to guard. No more eating to avoid feeling. This is the beginning of real, permanent, sustainable weight loss. So let's get to the semantics. Just like sorting laundry, there are some rules as you're sorting stories. Laundry. All the whites go together. All the colors go together. Delicates go in a separate pile. When you break the rules, you end up with red underwear. There are no shortcuts through this process. You pick up one suitcase at a time. You sort through it until it's empty. Pick up the next one. So here's what happens if you deviate from those rules. Your drama queen is going to want you to stop over and over because she, wait, I want to tell you the details, remember? And you will be hours later even more steeped in story than when you started. This is your opportunity to use the skill we talked about in module one of self-kindness. Your stories are her prized possessions. She's going to offer some resistance. Be patient with her. She's been on this roller coaster for a long time, and she needs to acclimate to this new normal. As you start pulling stories out, you're generally going to find four stacks to put them in. Stack one is facts, things that can be proven. Stack number two, emotion. That's everything from tears to screams to smiles to giggles. Pile three, gifts. Good things that have come to you because of your stories or through your stories. Pile number four, lessons. Things you've learned, good and bad, that changed you. Now, I'm not going to talk much today about the gifts or the lessons, but one of the really neat byproducts of this process is sometimes you will find a gift that you weren't aware of in a story. Sometimes you will find a lesson in this sorting process that serves you now. So sometimes that's because you have more life experience, you're standing in a different perspective. For whatever reasons, you will stumble across them, but we're not going to give them much focus today. We're going to stay with the facts and the emotion. Identifying the facts appears to be an easy task, but thoughts, the meaning that you assign to any fact, often masquerade as facts. Remember, we talked last module about the power of practice thought, that if you repeat something often enough, your brain is hardwired to accept it as a given. So, who decides what facts fact is and what thought is. Okay? So, facts can be proven or agreed upon by everybody involved. Thought is the truth as you experience it. Okay? So, I've got a couple of examples here to kind of get this in to move it from intellectual down into your body. Think about watching a crime show on TV where you have eyewitnesses. And you also have some kind of digital camera on the street that's captured the crime. The facts are anything that can be verified by the camera. So if both eyewitnesses say this is a white man in a green shirt and blue jeans wearing sneakers, and you look at the camera and that's indeed what he looks like, those are facts. Thoughts are any details that they get wrong or any kind of motive that they might assign for the crime being committed. Those things can't be known short of talking to the perpetrator, and our eyes and ears often experience things that didn't actually happen. You've seen that over and over played out on TV. Another example, I've lost 100 pounds twice and gained it back because I believed weight loss was so hard. So, it is a fact that I've lost 100 pounds twice and gained it back. I have the doctor's records that document it. It is a thought that the reason that that happened is because weight loss is so hard. That's what I believed, past tense, to be true about weight loss, and so it is how things showed up for me. You'll see this a lot of times, too, with your siblings. When you tell stories, you remember the details completely differently. And the details that are misremembered are based on your thoughts, on your perspective, on whether it happened to you or you watched it with someone else. So there is a skill level there of being able to separate the two. Facts are usually neutral. Thoughts are almost always negative or positive. Now the magic is that when you get down to just the facts, your stories lose the ability to take you out at the knees with emotion. They're just the facts. They don't take too long to tell. They don't take up much space. They just are. So let's go back to the divorce story. When I tell that story today, I'm able to say that we were each other's first boyfriend and girlfriend, that we married way too young. We were married for 7 years. We grew into different people, and we share two grown sons. That's the facts. Because I have done this process myself of sorting through the emotions, feeling it so that I don't need to carry it around with me anymore. So once you have the facts, then you're left with just the pile of thoughts to do a second sort on. Your best tool for this portion of the job is curiosity. So like, why do I think that? Why do I believe it's true? What else is equally true? What does thinking that thought make you feel? Is that what you want to feel? Do you have a choice, or are you just stuck with what shows up? That's where the bulk of coaching happens. Knowing what you think and why you think it is the beginning of changing the direction of your life. It gives you the ability to literally pivot in a short space of time and have all of those things that you thought would never happen. Okay. Once you're through the thoughts, the next pile is emotion. And emotion is where our work is for this program. In the beginning, you might stack them all together. You're only in the separating phase right now. In module 4, you'll learn the skill of feeling them and, more importantly, releasing them. What you'll most likely experience is that as you go through those suitcases, the same emotions are going to show up over and over. You'll see that most of your stories have anger in them, or shame, or guilt, or fear, or doubt. As this stack grows, we start to put like things together. So you've got all the anger together, all the shame together, etc. Just hearing this may be giving you an urge to distract yourself. Like, okay, so like, I intellectually understand that, but I can't imagine ever doing it, or that's going to take too much time, or how about if I eat? Because when I feel this way, unsettled, I usually eat. Don't panic. That's completely normal. You've been conditioned to believe two things that I'm going to offer to you are not true. You've been conditioned to believe that feeling emotion has no value and that feeling emotions is hard and takes forever. The truth is, emotions come factory installed on every human body. Negating them as useless is the equivalent to buying a brand new Cadillac and then choosing not to use the power windows, seats, cruise, or navigation system. Like, why would you do that? Those things are kind of the reason you buy a high-end car. Same thing with emotions. Think about people in our society that don't have emotions. They are the fringe and usually described as sociopaths. They feel no empathy, no accountability, and no emotions, and they're usually deviants and sometimes serial killers. So we definitely don't want to be in that group. So emotions give your life depth and texture. Even in the children's stories, think about Pinocchio or the Tin Man or the Cowardly Lion. There are fairy tales written about wanting these human qualities. Emotions come as a package deal. It is impossible to block the negative ones and still feel the positive ones. I think I said that right. It's impossible to block the negative ones and still feel the positive ones. You must learn the skill of being willing to feel all of them. You've said it, heard that you only know what happiness feels like because you've felt sadness. Absolutely true. So how do we do that? How do we go about seeing the value and talking ourselves into entering and letting go of the idea that emotions take forever? That's where we'll continue in the next recording.